Good day, I'm Rob Grayson for Gary B. with a look at news from the WRD Entertainment Newsroom. This internet broadcast is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Arkansas. Well, a Batesville man apparently got a little impatient at a local fast food restaurant. Independence County Sheriff's Deputy Sean Stevens reports that he was called to the Arby's on St. Louis Street in Batesville around 9:25 Tuesday night on a report that a man had tried to push another car out of the way of the drive-thru with his vehicle. 54-year-old Edwin Ray Strain was approached by Deputy Stevens in the drive-thru after another driver told the deputy of the incident. When asked by Stevens what was going on, Strain apparently told the deputy that he was blank hungry and the driver ahead of him was being rude, although the report states Strain used a more colorful term for the word rude. After conducting a field sobriety test on Strain, he was transported to the Independence County Jail. In the process of arrival, Strain allegedly began cursing sheriff's deputies, kicked the patrol car, and resisted officers' commands. He was charged with DWI, refusal to submit, and disorderly conduct. His court date has been scheduled for July 14th. A Stone County man has been charged with one count each of criminal rape and aggravated assault after allegations made by a 25-year-old female. The victim told authorities that Joseph Michael Parks allegedly began touching her on the buttocks and tried to pull down her pants while he was visiting her residence. After a struggle, the victim told Parks she was going to call the police. That's when she says Parks allegedly pulled a knife and threatened her. The affidavit filed in Stone County Circuit Court states that after the attack, Parks took the victim's cell phone so she could not contact authorities. According to the affidavit, the knife and cell phone were later recovered in a vehicle belonging to Parks. Parks was also charged with theft of property and interference with emergency communications. The U.S. Department of Energy is awarding $6.2 million in federal grants to a total of 41 Arkansas cities and counties. The communities are to use the money for energy efficiency and renewable energy projects through the department's Energy Efficiency Conservation Block Grant Program. The Arkansas Energy Office will distribute the funds. The grants range from just more than $5,000 to the city of Mayflower for lighting at City Hall and the fire department, to more than $749,000 to the city of Lake Village for renovations at its city hall. Sharp County is slated to receive over $19,000 to replace their heating and cooling at the Sharp County Courthouse. The Arkansas Secretary of State has certified petitions allowing the Green Party to appear on the November ballot in Arkansas. The party is challenging the state's requirements for third parties to appear on the ballot in a federal lawsuit. And the city of Batesville is under a burn ban, according to Batesville's interim fire chief, Brent Gleghorn. The ban is in effect until the city receives a substantial amount of rain. Due to the lack of precipitation and the extra dry conditions, the burn ban is for any outdoor burning within the city limits. This means no burning of trash or yard debris. It does not include barbecue grills. Any questions can be answered by calling the Batesville Fire Department at 870-698-2439. And that's a look at area news. I'm Rob Gray sitting in for Gary B. Have a great day.